The Dennis Stuckey Show is on. Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show along with Brady Beaton here on a Monday. We're here until 5 o'clock. Something that's going on around the area that you should know about is that the girls 14 and under little leaguers over in Marysville have got it going on. And Jeff Tucker is their coach, and he joins us now here on the show. Hi, Jeff. This was kind of short notice, but thanks for doing this.
Dennis, is absolutely my pleasure. It's a great day here in Marysville.
So you guys have what, won the state title and you're headed to nationals?
Yeah, well, we're headed to regionals.
Regionals.
We were one of eight teams that qualified for state play for the 14U bracket of juniors division for Little League. We went 5-0 in state play. Really a great performance by the girls. Just an outstanding job. And then won the state title yesterday. Our pitcher pitched a shutout, and we won 8-0. And now we qualified for regional play. And on Friday, we report to South Holland, Illinois, and we will be competing against seven other states for an opportunity to go to the Little League World Series in the state of Washington.
Outstanding. All right, who's the pitcher that threw the shutout yesterday?
Megan Lenarski.
All right, Megan Lenarski. And I understand you had a couple of home runs as well, including one over the fence, so I got to hear about the sluggers.
We did. Cal Perrin is, she is one of our, I guess, quote-unquote, for our team, older girls. We're fortunate in the fact that we're a very young team to be competing in 14U ball right now. I've got four of my 11 girls actually should be playing 12U ball. But they do such a great job that we moved them up to keep this team together. It's been a team we've had for a little while now. Some of them 3 years, some of them a little longer. Cal Perrin, in particular, now has hit 9 home runs over the park this season and about 100 at-bats. She's batting at about .450. Just a phenomenal hitter with a great swing. And she had a rougher weekend for Cal. But when she came through in a big way. It was one of them Cabrera type bombs. It was really impressive to watch. It's just a fab. You're not seeing a lot of that in the 14U level for girls. Girls putting stuff over the fence, and especially at a regular kind of basis for her. It was great. And then the other one was Brandy Bissett. Got a home run. A little bit out of an air, but great hustle by the girls. She drove in 2 runs plus herself. She did a phenomenal job. When we needed the hits were there. It was a great victory for the girls.
You know, that I mostly see high school softball, but I noticed something that's been really changing in the game a lot over the last 10 years. It used to be coaches taught all the girls to hit left-handed, and you ran up and you slapped the ball. And now I see more and more girls just batting in their natural stance and hitting for power.
Yeah, we really do. We have right now 7 girls out of our 11 that are hitting .425 or better. And you're talking over 100 plus at bat. So that's a lot of batting opportunities to have your slumps, to have your high peaks, your low points, and to maintain that average. And most of them batters that are batting that high are talking in the single digits for strikeouts. So it's just a phenomenal group of kids. And you're right. We don't do much of the slap. We've tried to bunt from the other side a couple times, but we're still introducing that. It's eventually hopeful part of our weapons. But right now, the way these girls are hitting, I love them hitting. I just let them go. Let them do what they do because they do a phenomenal job. To have that many girls hitting .400 over a better over a long season, it's pretty impressive.
Where was the state tournament played?
It was in Vicksburg, which is just south of Portage, so Kalamazoo area. We ended up playing, quote unquote, the home team for the state championship. The Vicksburg Little League was who we ended up winning against. We played them twice. They were in our pool, and obviously we won both times. But a hard fought, great tournament, organized well, great people, and as happy as I am that we won, and I'm ecstatic. Maybe what I'm more happy about that, and this is the truth, is that how well they represented this town, themselves, their families, and this district. They to social media was, you know, as you'd expect, a buzz last night. And my wife's reading me these things home on the way, her long ride home last night. And people that we played on the team from Sheboygan commenting on the class of our program, class of the girls, how they were such great sports, and it was such a great way for them to win. So for people to take that kind of time and to say them kind of things about, you know, 11 girls, it's pretty awesome. And I was a really proud coach and just happy to be a part of it.
That's exciting. And so Illinois will be this weekend?
Yeah, we report Friday. And from what I'm told, it's quite to do. You know, there's a huge banquet, opening ceremonies, parades, just a lot of stuff for us to take part in on Friday. And then Saturday, our first game is scheduled, I think it's 5:30, 5:45 against Indiana. So we'll see what happens from that point on.
What's the format here? Is it one and done, or is there a loser's bracket that you'd have to come through if you dropped one early on?
Yes, it's two and done, basically what it looks like right now. You get an opportunity if you lose once to keep going. So if we lose, we go to that bracket, and then we got to pick up our game. But right now, the way we're playing, I really do like our chances. We had some just outstanding play. In the 14U level girls, we practice a lot of the things that, you know, we want them to do someday, that we're hoping that we get in. So to see girls that are at the younger end of the 13U or 14U scale turn in double plays, which we turned two of them this weekend. We had an opportunity. This play still amazed me. They had a girl on second, batter up. She just rocketed a line drive all the way to center field, bounced off the fence. Our center fielder made the right attack line, was quick on it, grabbed the ball, made the right turn, shot the pickoff, and our Brandy Bissette, who was one of the girls that girl that hit the inside the park home run, just rifled the ball from the cut all the way to home. And we got the girl out that was on second base. That's how fast we got it in. So stuff like that to see from a coach's point of view is just like, oh, wow, they're getting it. They got it. They're doing it. Because that right there, that's big game stuff. Because that really stole a lot of momentum from Vicksburg. It's not stuff you typically see us doing or this level of play happening where we're gunning out a girl from second at home plate on a ball that goes 220 feet out. It just doesn't happen that often. So when it happens, it stands out, and it's amazing, and just, I guess, a testament to all the hard work that they've been putting in.
Yeah.
They have.
Jeff's not excited about his team at all, is he?
Oh, no. I'm totally excited about my team.
Hey, Jeff, do me a favor. I'm going to keep your number, and I might be bothering you this weekend because I want to know how this goes, so keep us updated on it.
Absolutely. It's been great. You know, one of the girls is using my wife's Facebook, and they've been live streaming it. So we're getting pictures of families with their devices and stuff plugged into the TVs, and everybody's gathered around the TV watching us back home. It was just amazing the amount of support that we had before, and we're getting, you know, yesterday and today. It's been a hectic, crazy day, but it's awesome.
All right. Jeff, thanks for doing this. We'll have you on again, too, and good luck again this weekend. And we hope that you do get to the Little League World Series. Then we can watch you.
That would be something. Absolutely something. So I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Bye.
All right. There's Jeff Tucker and his 14 and under girls team. State champs going to the regional. You know, Croslex did this a couple of years ago, Brady, so it can be done. And I know a little bit about this Vicksburg team that they beat. They produce a lot of good players. The high school team is the team that lost to Richmond in the state finals 2 years ago.
Gotcha. So
Vicksburg is the real deal there. They take their program very serious, and they pump a lot of good players up to the next level in high school. So there you have it. Jeff Tucker and Marysville's girls 14 and under Little League team headed to regionals in Illinois this weekend. And I will. I'll pester them all weekend so that I'm Monday. I'll be at Mackinac Island next Monday. But we'll make sure we know what happened over the weekend with that team.
Good.
All right. Speaking of Mackinac, Friday, I don't know if you can make this or not, Brady, but Friday is a four-hour program.
I believe I will be there.
We will be in the parking lot. We call it the Quay Street parking lot. It's the one right next to the Zebra Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there from 2 until 6 on Friday because that is boat night.
Yep. As of now, you can plan on me being there.
All right. And then, of course, Saturday, we've got our wall-to-wall coverage at the start of the Mackinac race. By Sunday afternoon, Paul and I will be up at the island, and we'll do the show Monday from the island. Tuesday, it might be you, maybe.
We'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out for Tuesday, or maybe I'll just do it from the car. I don't know. I've done stuff like that before. I don't like to do it that way. It's a little difficult, but.
we'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out. Right now, we got to figure out a break, but we will be back with hour number two of the program in just a moment. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show along with Brady Beaton, and we're here until 5 o'clock today on AM 1380 WPHM. Don't forget Tigers Tonight in KC.